Rural communities in Washington state struggle with not having enough medical providers, especially poor communities. It's become a bigger challenge now that more people have enrolled in Medicaid, the health program for low-income families. Wes Henriksen is a newly minted doctor who wanted to help poor communities, so he went to Longview, Washington. It's an underserved place. As KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports, being willing to follow his ideal is one thing. Being able to do that is not that simple.
Dr. Wes Henriksen is starting his Monday morning with a family who needs urgent care. Vanessa Gavino has brought in her 2-year-old son with a bleeding cut on his head. Dr. Henriksen checks the wound.
I really think it's just like a bad scrape and nothing that really needs to be sutured up.
Henriksen doesn't see signs of head trauma, so he tries to patch up the wound with super glue.
I know.
Henriksen joined the child and adolescent clinic 9 months ago, soon after he completed his pediatric training in Seattle.
I get to work with great people, and I get to work with really fun families.
Initially, Henriksen had planned to work in global health, but during his training, he met a pediatrician in rural Georgia who would alter his career decision.
He was addressing a lot of these chronic health issues in terms of obesity, in terms of smoking, in terms of diabetes, in terms of mental health decisions that really impact adult health in large ways. But he was dealing with them 20 years before they became big adult problems.
Henriksen saw firsthand that poor communities in America could use more doctors, too. So he decided to become a rural pediatrician. He wanted to make a difference in kids early in their lives before they develop bad habits. That's what brought him and his young family to Southwest Washington.
Both my wife and I wanted to go and live somewhere where we felt like we were doing work that actually felt meaningful.
Southwest Washington is the kind of community that fits Henriksen's mission. About 73% of the patients at the child and adolescent clinic are on Medicaid. Poverty isn't the only issue here. Many have complex needs that stem from family issues like mental health or drug abuse that can affect a child's health. Henriksen washes his hands before he sees his next patient.
So, how are things?
They're getting there. They're pretty good.
Lisa Coleman is 20 years old. A few months ago, she started treatment for ADD because she was struggling with school. She's here for a follow-up.
And any weird moodiness or emotional changes?
Sort of, yeah. I've had a couple days where I've just wanted to, like, break down and cry and freak out. But I've kind of kept it cool.
Lisa tells Henriksen about the recent disruptions at home. Her sister is visiting with her babies. Lisa has been sleeping on the floor but can't get any sleep. On top of that, her boyfriend just moved to Seattle, and then there's school. Lisa starts to tear up. It's been overwhelming.
Everything just right in the middle of everything that's happening.
Should we be addressing this at all in terms of?
I think this is pretty normal for me. Like, when everything just kind of gets really stressful at one time, I just kind of try and find an escape. But I can never escape from anything.
What are you trying to escape from?
My family. But they can always find me.
So, is getting a degree part of that?
Yeah, I'm trying to get as much as I can, and I'm trying to leave as fast as I can.
Henriksen asks Lisa if she has someone to talk to. He suggests seeing a counselor and asks her to come back in 2 months. Washington State was one of 30 states that adopted Medicaid expansion under Obamacare. That meant the feds picked up the tab for 100% of the costs for the past 2 years, so doctors that took in new Medicaid patients got a pay bump. Henriksen's clinic used the money to hire 2 new doctors. He was one of them. Problem is, the federal subsidy has ended and Congress didn't renew it. So it's now up to the states to decide whether to continue the rate increase. In Washington, Governor Inslee put a request in his budget proposal, but it hasn't gone anywhere. That's making doctors in rural areas nervous about their ability to continue seeing poor patients.
We've been scrappy. We've been able to find extra funding sources, find extra grants, but I'm also really concerned that it's going to get harder, that it makes our job a lot harder to do.
Some providers are already dropping Medicaid patients. Henriksen's clinic has seen a recent surge of new patients from Vancouver and Centralia. Many have driven over an hour to his clinic because it doesn't turn away patients based on their health plan. I asked Henriksen if he knew then what he knows today, would he still have chosen to work in a community like Longview?
I would have done it again, but I think there are most other doctors in the state are not making that same decision. When we look at where doctors are practicing, people don't come to rural areas anymore because you can't make money taking care of poor kids in rural areas.
Henriksen hopes the legislature will have a change of heart. If not, he says, eventually they'll have to come up with a backup plan. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.